When is that dude going to start doing some, you know, interviews and getting around?
Wilhelm.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. He's showing up here at this lovely radio station. Yeah, come Thursday morning, around about 9:30 with Heidi and Frank.
Are you sure it's Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday.
I heard Thursday and I heard Friday and I heard Monday come out of your mouth.
Filthy lies.
Okay, so it's Thursday.
Yeah, his album is out. His new EP is out on Friday.
Excellent.
And he's going to play some new music from it with Heidi and Frank and then Marcy come Thursday.
All right.
I think I might have to be here early. I love that guy. I'm going to come be a fanboy.
Hi, Billy. I think your music's neat.
You're going to get thrown out.
Yeah. It's nothing new. I'm used to that.
How was your weekend?
Very good, and you?
Very good, thank you. Why are you German?
I don't know. It was way too short, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, of course.
This crappy two-day weekend. Boo. Henry Ford sucks. Come on.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
There is a 21-year-old woman who drew up a 17-page relationship contract.
I saw that. It was like 2 weeks into dating or something?
2 weeks into dating for her, I believe. Oh, I don't know how old he was. Probably her age, but 17 pages.
17 pages.
Yeah.
Heretofore, the aforementioned foreskin will be rent for
Feel like if somebody in a relationship tried to hand me 17 pages of a contract, I would just say, no, thank you.
I would leave it up on the table. Peace I would out. Make loud noises from my chair getting up and walk away.
It's a little scary.
Without a doubt.
Scientists are potty training cows.
What are they supposed to go into the porta potties out in the field?
They have a moolu. Thank you for asking.
A moolu! Come on. It's going to be a melee if you keep that crap up. Come on.
I don't know if you saw the cat at the Miami football game. There was a cat that was hanging from the rafters.
Oh, poor kitty.
And it was just. Everybody was like, oh, no, what do we do? Nobody can reach it.
Sure.
And I'll tell you the story a little bit later.
All right.
It's good news for the cat.
He has at least 8 more lives.
Correct, yes.
Okay, good.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. Did you just wink at me?
Hell no.
That was odd.
I did wink at my dog the other day. It was very frightening. I don't know why. She just looked like she wasn't feeling very good. She hadn't been a little lethargic. And so I found myself winking at the damn dog. I'm like, that's lame.
I truly believe that there's 1% of human beings that can pull off a wink.
Oh, man,
everybody
I haven't met one
yet. Everybody else looks terrible.
Yeah.
Everybody else looks
winkers
terrible.
Winkers are wankers.
You for sure.
I didn't wink. You're
at
crazy,
your dog.
Man. You want me to wink at you,
your
baby.
Dog.
Yeah, that's sad. I feel bad for the dog.
There is a woman who drafted a 17-page relationship contract for her new boyfriend after 2 weeks of dating.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Forget a prenuptial. This is a pre-anything.
Yes. It is a 17-page contract. I can't imagine what you would fill up 17 pages
with. Please tell me you have some of the content.
I do.
I'll get
to it.
Yeah.
She wrote down what her expectations were for the new relationship and what she expected him to do. And by the way, he said, I'm in.
Oh,
right?
Dude.
Boo.
You're making it bad for the rest of us.
They will be celebrating their first anniversary in October, and she says she will be doing a year review.
Oh, man, this dude, I thought I had low self-esteem. That puts noodles and everybody to shame.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
He's got to sit down across the desk from her and get graded on how he did.
Oh. Wow.
They met on, where did they meet?
I'm keen to see the old-fashioned grading system where I hate you, I can't stand it anymore, break things. That's, you know.
The 21-year-old is Annie Wright, and Michael Head is 23 years old. He's the guy that is fine with the contract.
Wait, his last name is Head?
Yes.
What's wrong with his head?
Yes.
What dude?
The contract came with 4 main objectives: honesty, communication, awareness of the partner's needs, and clarity and alignment in their intentions. I'm trying to give out what the contest.
That's disgusting.
What the content is. You stop interjecting.
I'm gonna puke.
I made the idea as a joke, she says,
sure.
Which I call BS. Yep. Then he said, no, seriously, we can do that and talk about it.
No
possible way.
Boo.
That is a lie. It's also a lie.
Well, it's working, apparently, for him.
The two met on Tinder in October of last year.
That's not the sort of Tinder couple you expect.
Correct, correct.
How about right now on the floor is what you expect.
Right. That's certainly what you're hoping for. The contract included.
Oh, man.
No silent treatment.
Ah!
I don't know anyone that could promise that. I mean, sometimes that's the best.
Yes.
Like, sometimes keep your mouth shut is the best way to get through stuff.
Absolutely.
He was to pay for date nights.
That's a gibbon. I mean, if he's not going to anyway, for the most part.
He is not to isolate her from her loved ones. She also demands a romantic gesture once every 2 weeks.
That just takes the guts out of a romantic gesture and throws him on the ground and stomps on him.
Listen to this. He must work out at least 5 times a week.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, she's
that's
like,
the only one that should be.
I don't want you fattening up. And he must send her flowers twice a month.
You don't send me.
So I'm going to make you sign this contract.
How?
Wow.
Crazy is that?
Wow.
That's like I'm out the door when you say 17 before you say Paige.
Yeah. And then you start going into this.
Every 2 weeks he has to send her flowers. He has to work out 5 days.
That's some sort of romantic gesture. I got a gesture for you. Tell you what.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Were you just winking at Stu?
I was not.
I saw Stu in the window and he winked at you.
Honestly, I don't think people can wink.
No, it's
successfully.
Terrible. Don't wink.
I've seen a lot of people do it, and it always looks bad.
Yep.
I've seen
movies, TV shows,
maybe
people.
Maybe a person or two that can pull it off.
Never seen anyone that could. It's always bad. Always.
Although Sluggo winked at his dog over
there. Yeah, there she was and I winked at her and I don't know why.
She's like, something's wrong with his eye. What's wrong with my
own? Man, you're dumber than I thought.
Scientists potty train cows.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Try that again.
Scientists potty train cows.
Potty train.
Yes.
Cows.
Mm-hmm. They call it the Mulu.
I need to go. I'm going to go now.
Yeah,
I'll
no.
See you later. Bye.
Hold up. I think you'll find this interesting.
All right. Give it another minute or two.
Turns out the cows can be potty trained as easily as toddlers, sometimes easier.
Because they don't have attitude? Because they don't want to be watching the Teletubbies or whatever it is toddlers watching.
Scientists put the task to the test, and 11 out of 16 cows learned quickly to use the Mulu.
You know, I also think you got tasked to the test, first of all. That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, but then one more time?
Just like parents, the researchers used a sweet treat to coax the cows to push through a gate and pee in a special pen.
Huh.
And then it only took 15 days to train the calves.
Wow. You know, cows are very smart. Very
yes,
smart.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although all they say is they're as smart as dogs. And you go, all right, well, but we have
fairly
dogs.
Smart. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So why do we need that?
Gary Larson knew that a long time ago.
There is a very real problem, according to this article, of livestock waste.
Boy, they've been on about that for a while now.
Yes.
Methane gas in particular.
Yes, but they haven't contained the methane gas yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to contain the urine because it contains nitrogen. And when mixed with feces, becomes ammonia.
Oh, no big deal. This is a little deadly.
Which is an environmental issue with acid rain and other problems. It can also taint the water and nitrates and cause airborne pollutant nitric oxide.
That's great, but let's watch the language.
Okay. How crazy is that?
That's insane. I love that they learn so quick.
There is 7% of all U.S. greenhouse gases are nitrous oxide.
Created by cows. Though.
Yes.
Ha. Huh. That's
so this is
7%.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And cows do pee a lot. A single cow can produce how many gallons of pee a day?
12.
Gallons.
12.
Eight.
Eight.
Hmm. 8 gallons.
That's a lot.
It really is.
Yeah, that's a lot. I do about 6 myself.
No, you don't.
I do pee a lot. So I'm ever in the studio.
Yes, but gallons?
It seems like it's
sometimes. You don't make up 1 gallon.
Well, yeah. We should lay a bet on that.
Listen, I'm up.
Who's going to check
between
it?
Between 4 and 5?
Make Stu check it.
Yeah, like he'll do that.
New job for you, Stu.
They haven't started working on number 2 yet, but number 1.
Mm. Wow.
They've got it taken care of.
Ha. Huh. And they go
actually
in there
train
and
cows.
I love that.
Yes.
So, wait a minute. So, why is it better that they go in a certain area? What's going on in there?
Because they can dispose of it.
Okay.
And it doesn't mix with
hang
all the
out
other.
In
yes.
The, yeah. Huh.
So, it actually helps the greenhouse effect.
Are there, like, lines for the loo when there's too many cows in there?
I didn't.
Having a go?
I didn't look that
got a
hard.
Meeting in the Mulu. Be back real soon.
God damn you for knowing that song. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Not a big college football fan, are you?
Nope.
I was watching University of Miami game. They play in the Miami Dolphins Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a cat.
Boy, a lot of cats out there in these games.
And I don't know why, where it came from or if it was somebody that brought it into the game.
My guess, I would guess that there's so many rats at those kind of venues.
So you think maybe it was the University of Miami.
Yeah, they just live there.
Or the Dolphin Stadium.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I saw one time that they had a real dolphin in there. And Dan Marino was part of the whole... Never mind. So this cat, I have to tell you, the upper levels
right.
can be...
Very tall.
50, 60 feet.
Yeah, six stories.
From the people below.
Sure.
This cat crawls out to the very edge of the cement and starts crawling down
the
cement.
Not a good idea.
And then realizes, oh my God, I'm going to fall.
Right.
Now, cats are little gymnasts.
Yeah.
This one failed. This one held on with both hands. And for a while, people in the upper section and people in the lower section were holding on. Were just like, no, that's my cat. Or the people. And then the people in the bottom were arranging, and I don't know where they got it, an American flag.
To catch the cat?
Yes. So they would, as the cat would move, they would move.
Oh,
and then
man.
They would move to the right.
Like an old cartoon.
Yes. And they were waiting for the cat. And the cat hung on so long.
Cat's like, I ain't dropping, man.
And then the cat let go with one hand.
Oof.
And you know it's over then.
Yeah.
Because that one hand is not going to hang on.
No.
And then the cat lets go with the second hand and falls all the way down to the section below.
Wow.
I put this up on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder. And the people beneath the cat caught the cat.
Nice. In the flag?
Saved, yes.
Oh, nice.
Saved
like
the
a fireman's
cat.
Thing?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Well done. Yay.
And then one of the guys holds up the cat like he's the Lion King. Or something.
Look at this cat we caught.
It was great. And the whole stadium started erupting in applause.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
It was really bizarre and well done. And everybody was excited. And the cat was fine. And
great use for an American flag. The founding fathers would be proud. No, you saved a cat. Ooh, that's nice.
Could you clarify cat, please? Let's take some phone calls if you saved the life of a pet.
Oh, right. Okay.
You saved the life of someone's pet. Yours, somebody else's.
Right.
Saw it in the street,
rescued
it, whatever. Well, however it happened, you saved the life of an animal.
Nice.
But a pet, I think. We're not going with wild animals.
No, and it doesn't have to be with...
F you. It doesn't, we don't care about birds. It
doesn't have to be with an American flag either.
No. Just however you did it.
Yeah.
You saved the life of a pet.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 818-955-KLOS. 955 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about a cat at the Miami football game, and it was hanging on from the top level and fell to the bottom level, and some guys caught it. Caught the cat.
I mean, there was like 7 or 8 people standing around there with their arms up. They were going to catch the cat that way, which, man, you would have got some scratches. Wow. But they caught him in an American flag.
Yeah, that was something.
That was brilliant.
That was
really cool.
So we're talking about you saved the life of a pet.
It was my dog getting ripped apart by 2 wild dogs in snow in Vail. And I just heard the screaming. And so I jumped out of bed naked and ran through the snow naked. And went to kick this dog, and I missed and did a backflip. And the problem is that they both broke loose, but one of them came circling back around and was coming after me.
Wow.
Well, I mean, mission accomplished, though, if you're trying to save your dog.
Yeah, that's right. Mission accomplished. He was torn up. His name was Dodger. And he had tubes coming out of his neck and everything else, sure.
Was he okay later?
Yeah.
What about you?
So you're laying there naked, face up into the snow, with a dog coming around to rip you about. What happened next?
Well, I had some kind of crazy monster adrenaline going through me.
Wow.
And so I went to, my plan was to grab the dog by upper jaw and lower jaw and rip his face apart.
Wow,
that's violent.
Go ahead. Naked man goes bananas on dog. Film at 11.
Thank God it did not happen that way.
Yeah, agreed.
And so the dogs broke off, and off they went.
Look at you.
Wow. Well done, man.
Naked in the snow.
Yeah, saving Dodger's ass.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, you
about the saving a cat.
Yes, tell us.
So I'm driving down the street. It ended up being a cat that we kept. So I'm driving down the street, and there's a black dot coming up ahead. I'm like, what the heck? And it's a little black baby kitten in the middle of the street. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Just sitting there? Just sitting there?
Just sitting there, and cars are passing by it. I'm really surprised it didn't get hit, obviously. But it was just sitting there, like, scared out of its mind. So I picked it up. My mom works with cats, rescue cats, and it was perfect. I ended up taking the cat home and nurtured it back to health, and there we go. We had ourselves a cat.
Nice. Look at you.
Nice.
It was awesome.
So much better than getting squished. Poor little kitty. That's well done, sir. Well done.
It was awesome.
What'd you name him?
Black.
So you went deep.
That's a deep cut right there. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man. Well done. Thank you.
Just black. Not even blacky.
Yeah. Nope. Just black.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. How we doing?
Good. Thanks. How you doing, man? You saved the life of a pet?
Yes, I did. During the Wolseley fire, I had the ability to get in through the blockades and went in rescuing livestock and horses.
Oh, good on you, man.
Nice.
Dangerous as hell, and shame on you, and well done, man. Very well done.
And hitched a ride with a landscaper, got halfway to Decker and Mulholland, and it was wall-to-wall, 75, 80-foot flames. As we were turning around, four horses ran out, and one of them, I ended up jumping out and grabbing her halter and ran her back down Decker for probably 3 miles until you just couldn't go anymore between smoke inhalation and whatnot, but she let me on her back.
Wow.
And I rode her out bareback the rest of the way and got her back to the homeowner.
Wow. Damn, dude. That is amazing.
You're a miracle worker.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. She saved my butt. I saved her butt.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Nicely done.
It all ended up good.
That's great, dude. Man, thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You saved an animal's life.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We were talking about a cat that was saved in Miami at a Miami football game.
That's a 6-story fall that cat had, but got caught in an American flag and is alive and well today.
Yes, and everybody was cheering and going crazy. Yeah, so we're taking your stories. You saved a cat.
Years ago, my then girlfriend Tina and I were walking into the Walt Disney Imagineering employee store, and she heard some meowing under these wooden stairs. And so she tells me, hey, we need to save this kitten. I'm like, it's Disney property, wooden stairs, we're employees.
Might be an animated cat.
Yeah, exactly. So she told me, go get a hammer. And so I proceeded to pry the stairs open, and we saved two little kittens that were.
Oh, nice.
Look at you.
And we actually took them home, and I named one Kona for being strong.
Look at that.
Her life. Yeah.
Did you name the other one Walt? And he's really pissed, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for calling.
Dude, thanks for calling, man.
ALOS, hello.
Hey, I saved a cat from the neighbor's trash can.
Okay.
Memorial weekend last year, was going out to have a smoke in the garage, and then heard this cat screaming. Wee, wee, wee. So opened up the neighbor's trash can, and there it was sitting right in the trash. Less than 48 hours old, still had the umbilical cord screaming its head off.
Oh, wow.
During COVID, so I couldn't go to the vet.
Right.
So, we had to run down to Walmart and get a little bottle feeding kit. And 4 months later, we got to the vet, and she said, less than 4 months old, and it was 95 degrees in the shade.
Yeah, it was
so less than 48 hours before that green trash can would have been picked up and switched the kid.
Wow.
Nice.
So,
wow. Nicely done.
Well done. What'd you name that cat?
Yeah. Cashew, because it looked like a little cashew nut when it was curled up.
That's awesome. Well done, man.
Cashew cat, fighter for life. That's it.
Thanks for calling.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You saved a pet?
He might be now. I don't know. It was a hummingbird. Nope. Somebody on social media found a hummingbird on a walk.
I don't care about birds.
How dare you?
She didn't know what to do with it. And I said, hey, bring the hummingbird over here.
But it's a bird.
And she brought it in like a butterfly cage deal.
Was it a bird?
Yeah, it was a hummingbird.
It was a hummingbird. Okay.
Little tiny, little ugly looking thing.
Don't tell him that. Kevin will be even more opposed.
It wasn't even a cute hummingbird.
They're all cute.
No, they're not. This one was
they're
not.
Gorgeous.
He just said this.
No, he was crazy.
He is now.
Yeah,
he's
there
beautiful.
You go.
Well, anyways, I made a nest for him.
Are we talking about a bird?
Damn it.
And I'd take the cage, and he'd fly around in the cage as I'm walking through my living room and my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we did, so many times, I let him out, and then he came back. And then
he's like, hold on, I got a better life in there. I don't want to be out there.
And he flew into the house and he shit on your head.
Yeah.
Well, at least it would be tiny.
Admit it.
Thanks you for calling. I appreciate it. Yeah. I don't know about Kevin, though, man, but thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I saved a dog coincidentally named Kevin.
A dog named Kevin?
And some logo.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And
now what does he do?
I was going to put my b- in their mouth.
KLOS, you saved an animal?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We are talking about you saving a pet.
That's how many people have saved little animals' lives today. Very nice. You did?
Yes, sir. I actually went to the Pomona Pound probably about 9 years ago looking for a dog. Mm-hmm. And this guy that worked there, he showed me a picture of a mountain of what they do to the animals if nobody buys them.
Oh, no. And, wow. That's not what you want to see.
No.
And I probably, you know, he wasn't supposed to show me that picture, but...
That convinced you.
He convinced me, bro, and he met me in the parking lot, and I traded an ounce of weed for that dog.
Who knew we were still doing the barter system?
Please tell me you named the dog Cheech and or Chong.
He lived a good life, bro.
I don't know. It's horrible, but maybe it's a good idea to show people pictures of what is going to happen.
Nope.
I don't know. Hi, KLOS, you saved an animal?
It was a squirrel.
You saved a squirrel?
Yeah, I was playing when I lived up in Running Springs. We were playing horseshoes at a friend's house, and we hear this, a little baby squirrel fell out of the nest.
It was knocking on your door?
No, it was hitting the tree limbs on the way down.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, okay. Oh. I gotcha.
Bum, bum, bum. I know that feeling.
So, my dog, his dog was a hunting dog. He went over there and picked up the squirrel and brought it over to us. So we put it by the tree. The mother never came back down, so I took it home and bottle fed it and everything. It didn't have its eyes open yet.
Wow, baby.
And, he used to, it was just a little baby. And he used to come and go anytime he wanted. You know, he'd make a mess. He'd get up on the shelves and knock.
That's like squirrels me too. Do. Yeah.
And I named him Crasher.
Crasher.
I like
How long
it.
Did you have him?
I had him for about 8 months.
That's nice. Cool. All right. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I you know, one day he didn't come home, so
yeah, he's out there partying, man.
Himself a girlfriend, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Or a boyfriend? Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. Yeah. Squirrels. Hey, who knows what they get at? They're nuts.
Kevin and Sligo on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have time for one more call.
Yeah, one more. One more pet saving call.
You saved a dog.
Oh, there were two of them. They were under an outhouse down in the crap.
Oh my God!
In a latrine, like a proper. That's just a. They don't clean it out, sort of thing.
Exactly.
Oh. That's so nasty.
How did you reach?
How did they get in there? But yeah, how did you reach them?
The thing's about 8 inches off the ground. I squeezed underneath it and hung upside down as far as I could.
By what? By your feet? Hanging on to the ledge?
My knees were bent, and so my legs were up against the side of, straight up against the side of the outhouse.
Wow.
And I'm hanging upside down, reaching down to grab those dogs out of all the crap.
Oh, I wish that would have gone south.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad was the smell?
Oh, it was about an 8.5.
Wow.
That smelled worse.
And you rescued both puppies from
that?
The outhouse?
I did. Wow. I grabbed one, and I came out, and I went back in and got the other.
Oh, my God.
You went down there twice.
You rule.
Twice.
What was it like cleaning them up? They must have been pretty happy to get clean. Usually dogs would be happy to be filthy, but...
They were definitely happy to get out of that mess.
Oh,
but,
poor babies.
It was quite an ordeal.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, you're a hero.
Yeah. How long did you have them?
I didn't. I left them at my friend's house. I'm not really sure where they went after that point. Mm. Hopefully they didn't end up back in that hole.
That's a super odd choice to rescue them by hanging from your feet down through a latrine and then just giving them to somebody and not following up.
Yeah, you got to find out where they are,
That's
man.
A super weird choice.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing, man. Thanks for calling. Thanks for saving the little dog.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We started the hour by talking about a 21-year-old woman who drew up a 17-page relationship contract.
Wow. After 2 weeks of dating. Two weeks.
Seems excessive. So we're talking to people about crazy relationship expectations. If you have some, you can call it 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
I'm calling about the crazy relationship stuff.
Yes. What do you got?
I had an ex-girlfriend, thank God, that would require me to explain every new female that I added and my history with her on Facebook whether I kissed her in high school, held her hand in eighth grade.
Wow.
Yeah,
she went back as far as eighth grade?
Yeah, well, she wanted in that. The holding hand thing was fine, but if anything past that, it was like, you need to delete and block that person. And
block? Wow.
Yeah.
How long from when she told you that until you ended up not being with her?
I would say a couple of weeks, because I would have, I would add a couple girls that, I don't know, my sister's friends or stuff like that.
Right.
And then she would ask who it was, and then she wouldn't believe me. So I finally said, you know what? I've deleted and blocked a couple of gals.
Yeah.
Understandably why, but you know what? I'm gonna draw the line.
I mean,
sort of a boundary here.
This just sounds like one of those cases of suspicious minds. I mean, if she thinks you're up to no good all the time.
Good for you.
Dot, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Talking about crazy relationship expectations. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You're not a big college football fan?
Nine.
No.
Oh.
The big news out of Florida State football. Florida State is a team that's trying to get some traction.
Sure.
And when you're that team, sometimes you have to pay other teams to come in and play you.
Right. Okay.
So they paid the Jacksonville State Gamecocks.
Excuse me.
$400,000 to come in and play them.
Whoa.
But it was kind of a setup game because they're not even in the same conference.
Right.
Like Florida State's.
Wow. Are they going to comp any money back on that? I mean,
I doubt it.
Yeah.
And then what happened was the Seminoles lost. Florida State lost to this team, Jacksonville State.
Hey, come kick her ass. Here's $400,000.
There was a redshirt junior offensive lineman, Brady Scott, who then from Florida State, who just got beat, got down on one knee in the end zone and proposed.
Oh, after getting losing.
Yes.
Oh, and?
After losing really badly to a team that you should have demolished. So what he did was he looked on the schedule, and he's like, Jacksonville State, easy game.
Oh.
We're going to run it up.
I mean, maybe you just change your plans. Wait until next time.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
You have the ring.
Yeah.
Maybe hold on to it for a second. But it's really funny because the picture is of him on one knee and her with her hands over her mouth.
Right.
And right behind them, you can see Jacksonville State jumping up and down and high-fiving everybody, and just they were celebrating such a victory. And then this dude proposed.
Right.
And I know what you're hoping.
Right.
You're hoping she said no. She didn't. She said yes.
Well, that's good.
And then this author goes on to say, I think it was a great idea, even though you lost.
Really?
Because you're vulnerable at that point.
Sure.
And it's like a trump card you can play
later.
Yeah,
as opposed to like, you know, hey, we won, we kicked their ass, now I'm going to conquer you.
I don't know.
Yeah. But
every time I say, I don't know why the public proposal just drives me crazy. I really don't.
Yeah,
is like, don't do it at a basketball game. Don't do it at a football game.
Yeah.
And if you're going to, then we want to see the breakup in the end zone as well. Come back out after a game and
play
break
some
up.
Of the some of the highlights of the fight reels.
It just seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, it seems really dangerous.
It worked for him.
Oh, well, that's good.
So
good
far,
for you, dude.
So far, so good. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I'm not a fan of you today.
I don't blame you. Wrong with me today.
There's something wrong with you today.
Yeah, winked at my dog. I think that was it. Set me off on a
which
bad
is
run.
Odd.
Yeah.
Stu is in the studio
hey,
with
Stu.
Us.
Hi.
Welcome, Stu.
What's up,
I'm
man?
In the studio.
Have you heard your new job?
Have I heard of my new job?
Yeah, you
delivering
clean out
t-shirts to,
yes.
to rock
yeah,
stars.
Yeah, that's tomorrow, right?
No, it's tonight.
Oh, you're going to be the Viper
room. Do it tomorrow.
There's going to be a podiatrist outside in case you have any foot trouble.
Oh, that's right. That's a really weirdest call.
Yeah.
Weirdest call.
All right, listen, we've had Stu in because he's been battling with raccoons.
Yeah.
And he has had some successful ideas and some that weren't quite so successful.
I thought I had a great idea, but I never got to put it into motion. And now it seems like they've just abandoned screwing my yard up.
So they're out. You win.
I don't know.
You were trying to sell the traps that you had rented.
Do you guys want to buy some animal traps?
Wait, did you buy them?
Well, I rented them, and then I just kept them because I wasn't getting
them.
So, I wound up buying them.
Well, just say yes.
He goes, after 10 days, you bought them, dude. So do what?
Just say yes.
Yeah.
Just say no.
Yeah, but, there's a story.
Okay. So you never caught one in the trap, though.
I caught a cat. I caught
a cat,
a possum.
Mm-hmm. A possum?
Yeah, but I didn't catch a raccoon.
Mm. The whole point of it.
Does anybody want to buy a raccoon trap?
Two of them.
That catches nothing.
Gently barely, used.
That never catches raccoons.
I did catch a raccoon years ago in one of those exact traps when I was trying to catch a cat.
But that's years ago. This round,
they say
you
no.
scared him off.
Wait, you were trying to catch a cat last time.
Years ago, I was trying to catch this feral cat. That had GI problems and only seemed to just blast my driveway on the days that I had an open house. I was trying to sell this house.
Teaching you a lesson, I think.
So I bought this trap. And
you trapped the cat.
No, I never caught the cat. I got a raccoon.
So you should have been trying to catch a cat.
Right.
With these.
You're the worst trapper ever.
Yeah. I'm the best trapper ever. My timing's off.
By a lot.
By about a decade.
So how long has this fight been going on with the raccoons?
Since July, I think. I know.
But you say you saw them in a parade the other day.
I saw them. They were crossing the street. I'm sure it was them.
Yeah.
And there was a pack of them.
Could you tell?
Yeah. They looked like, I don't know. They fit the description.
Right.
My Apache eyes and all that stuff. And I was coming on my motorcycle and I was like, oh, right. I just got on it, and they scattered right through the middle of them. Dude, they move fast.
They normally don't scatter.
When they want to move, they can move.
Yeah, raccoons usually couldn't give a rat's ass.
Usually they just sit and stare at you.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
What?
But you scared them. But no.
Because they've heard of you. That's why.
Oh, that's right.
Win.
That's that dude is. On a motorcycle.
You win.
Run.
Now that we're saying all this on the air, they'll come tonight.
That's all right. It'll be round two. But for round one, you win, sir.
Victory.
Mapaches. there's other stuff in my life, too, that's interesting.
Nope. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Not a big college football fan, are you?
Nope.
I was watching University of Miami game. They play in the Miami Dolphins Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a cat.
Boy, a lot of cats out there in these games.
And I don't know why, where it came from or if it was somebody that brought it into the game.
My guess, I would guess that there's so many rats at those kind of venues.
So you think maybe it was the University of Miami.
Yeah, they just live there.
Or the Dolphin Stadium.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I saw one time that they had a real dolphin in there. Dan Marino was part of the whole... Never mind. So, this cat, I have to tell you, the upper level can be...
Very tall.
50, 60 feet.
Yeah, six stories.
From the people below.
Sure.
This cat crawls out to the very edge of the cement and starts crawling down the cement.
Not a good idea.
And then realizes, oh my God, I'm going to fall.
Right.
Now, cats are little gymnasts.
Yeah.
This one failed. This one held on with both hands. And for a while, people in the upper section and people in the lower section were holding on. Were just like, no, that's my cat. Or the people. And then the people in the bottom were arranging... And I don't know where they got it, an American flag.
To catch the cat?
Yes, so they would, as the cat would move, they would move.
Oh,
and
man.
They would move to the right.
Like an old cartoon.
Yes, and they were waiting for the cat, and the cat hung on so long.
Cat's like, I ain't dropping, man.
And then the cat let go with one hand.
Oof.
And it's over then.
Yeah.
Because that one hand is not going to hang on.
No.
And then the cat lets go with the second hand and falls all the way down to the section below.
Wow.
I put this up on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder. And the people beneath the cat caught the cat.
Nice. In the flag?
Saved, yes.
Oh, nice.
Saved
like
the
a fireman's
cat.
Thing?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Well done. Yay.
And then one of the guys holds up the cat like he's the Lion King. It was something.
Look at this cat we caught.
It was great. And the whole stadium started erupting in applause.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
It was really bizarre and well done, and everybody was excited, and the cat was fine. And
great use for an American flag. The founding fathers would be proud. Hey, you saved a cat. Oh, that's nice.
Could you clarify cat, please? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
Time for what we learned.
What did we learn? I have no idea.
If either person in a new relationship hands you a 17-page agreement to sign about your future relationship and then has a one-year checkup on you...
Exit stage left.
Correct.
Man, oh man.
Especially if it guarantees that you have to do something romantic every 2 weeks.
That,
which this one did. Yeah.
I cannot even.
Scientists are potty training cows, as you heard.
Yeah, the Mulu.
Yes.
I want to go to a Mulu. No, actually, I don't. I want to stay really far away from a Mulu.
A cow has 8 gallons of urine.
Woo, a day.
Yes.
Here, I don't need this.
How's that possible? And a cat at the University of Miami fell from the top level of the stands and was caught by people below.
And so many KLOS listeners have saved animals. As a result, we found out about their stories, including saving a couple puppies from a latrine. Yep.
Guy hung upside down in an outhouse to get two puppies.
Man, well done, you guys.
He has no idea what happened.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That was quite a strange turn.
Yeah, but at least he saved him. That's a good thing.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, I'm off to pet my very clean, by comparison, kitty.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Kim Fowley is sometimes credited with getting the whole lighters in the air thing started. On this day in rock in 1969 at the Toronto Rock and Roll Festival, Revival Festival, he asked for lighters in the air for Eric Clapton and John Lennon. It was on this day in rock in 2005 when Jimi Hendrix's boyhood home in Seattle was saved from destruction after his estate agreed to renovate the building with the city and turn it into a community center. It was on this day in rock in 2008 when Come Dancing, a musical devoted to the music of the Kinks, opened in London.